Nehemiah 2:10. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Nehemiah's mission to rebuild Jerusalem was opposed from the very beginning. A man like Nehemiah, with his connections to the Persian king, was not a welcome sight for the Moabite leader in Samaria, Sanballat, or the Ammonite governor, Tobiah. While Nehemiah sought the welfare of Israel, they hoped for exactly the opposite. When Sanballat hears about the wall rebuild in chapter 4, he is enraged. Tobiah says it will never work. God's people are surrounded by enemies in every era, including our own. But God prepares men like Nehemiah to do his work despite their opposition. The task itself is a big one. Nehemiah reviews the damage and confirms reports he received in chapter 1. Jerusalem is in ruins. With an almighty task and a host of enemies, this project begins. And only one can make it a success. That is the God of heaven. Nehemiah 2:10. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel.